everybody. It is May 24th, 2018. The Geeks Next Door episode 111. 11111.
My 111th
birthday.
111th
birthday. Is that a prime number?
Yes. How is everyone doing on this, this glorious evening?
Good.
Excellent.
Good.
Dave, do you feel older?
Yes, but not wiser in any sense of
That makes sense.
Like, I thought I would hit that age where, like, you know, when your intelligence, your wisdom, and your charisma go up, but your strength, dexterity, and con go down.
No, sorry. Not for a while yet.
Not for another 10 years, buddy.
Like, I just like that idea. Like, you're old, and all of a sudden, all your mental stats go up.
I like that it happens on your birthday. You hit 55, bam! You're smarter and wiser.
It's level. Just like, it makes you a better wizard to be old.
Yes.
True.
Okay, well, let's get started here. I want to ask you guys a question. We're seeing, all of us, without fail, are seeing Solo tomorrow. We're all going to go as a big group.
You
it's going to be super fun, and nobody's going to miss it, because everybody wants to go, and they love each other, right?
I totally movie. Love
we all
you guys.
We all talked to our wives, and we're not going out of town until Saturday morning.
Cool. So, since that's the case, and we're all going to see it, it's going to be amazing, I'm looking forward to us watching a side character, as I'm sure you guys are as well, because I think that that rapper is going to do great in that that role of...
Chewbacca?
Chewbacca, yes.
Lando Calrissian. Yes.
No, the role is Lando. I forgot the rapper's name. What's his name? Scratious Crumb or something?
Donald Glover.
Is his name
Childish Gambino?
Childish Gambino. Yes, I'm looking forward to
Troy Barnes.
So what I'm hoping you guys will do as an exercise this evening is think of one of your favorite movies. Like, just kind of put it in your head. It doesn't have to be your favorite, but a movie you really enjoyed and like a favorite movie of yours, and kind of put it off to the side. Think about it. Get it in your head. Start looking at the visuals and stuff, and then think, okay, this is a good movie. I like this movie. I think it'll be a good movie. And now that's in your head. Now that you're ready for it. What side character would you have liked to have seen an entire movie based about in that movie you're now thinking about? Because I can watch an entire Lando movie, I think. I think I'd be fine with
yep.
it.
Could TV shows work, too?
Yeah, sure. What the hell? We're not...
okay.
I got nothing on TV, but I'm just
I'm glad you brought it up, though.
What movie? Ryan, you go first.
Okay. The movie that came to mind first was actually Fight Club.
Oh, interesting.
And the side character, which I'm not sure I actually want to watch a movie about him, but the side character that came to mind was Robert Paulson.
All right.
A movie about Robert Paulson. You could have probably something interesting. It wouldn't
Because you get, like, just verbal background that he was, like, a bodybuilder and a shit like that. Like, you could see him at his prime and stuff, getting all juiced up, and then, like, his fall from grace, basically. That'd be interesting.
Then he gets his man tits.
Like
but, yeah, it actually would be interesting, I think.
It would, yeah.
Because he has an interesting story.
And then you see him, basically, the movie ends with, you know, like, Jack walking into the, you know, being men together, you know, group. That'd be interesting.
It would be like a tragedy, kind of. It's like
it would be.
You could like start it when he's up in the top of his game, and then just slow fall into. Yeah, it would be interesting. That's a good one. Good job, Ryan.
Maybe he'd find himself like as part of a club that he believes in, and so it's not all that sad. But yeah,
until he's murdered, yes.
Right. Well, he dies for it. He gained his name, Project Mayhem.
Yeah, that'd be good. Okay, cool. Who else? Give me some.
I think it'd be fun, and you could actually do it with a bunch of characters, but I think it'd be fun to see the backstory of Dylan from Predator, like, because they know, you know, that him and Dutch know each other from a long time ago, and like Dylan stopped being a commando and joined the CIA and started pushing pencils. And that's why I got all weak and stuff. And it'd be cool to see them as, like, the old commando unit, like, when they were super young and getting into adventures and shit like that. I think that would be really fun.
Yeah, I can see that.
And it doesn't even have to be an alien movie. It could just be them doing, like, normal, like, fucking rescue missions in, like, other Eastern European countries and shit.
Yeah, and like, what's his name can show up? Fucking Jesse can show up, and he's like,
right,
I'm Jesse the Mind now.
Yeah, right.
Okay, cool. I like it. I like it. Adam, where you got? Come on, give me something good. Give me something good.
Let's see. How about NPH in Starship Troopers? Because okay. We don't see him a whole lot.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
And we know he's a psychic, telekinetic type of guy. We don't know how he got his powers. We don't know like his background of going through like military training and developing his powers. I mean, we know a little bit, but we know he's pretty badass. So.
Yeah, that'd be good, because while everyone else is off like being grunts and stuff, or it'd be like a third element, because what is the fleet against the grunts or infantry? Ships. And now there's like command. Command's most important.
Right?
Right.
That's a good one, too. Dang.
So yeah, I thought, Adam, you were going to go with like Chewbacca, and he's got to get back to Kashyyyk to get for Life Day. Right. You know, and meet his whole family and stuff like that. He's got to get back there to Lumpy and all of his life.
That's a good idea, too.
No, it's not. No. Yeah. All right, Dave, give me something.
I had a second one if you want to hear that.
Ryan, what do you got, Ryan?
I got you. I got you. I'm following you.
How about a movie about Darth Vader?
Okay. Dave, too, what do you got for me?
One that came up with me as I'm staring at it. Darth Maul would be kind of cool.
Okay. I think is it true?
Backstory before him, because he only lasts for about 10 minutes in the movie.
And isn't it true that people like seem to like him, like new fans to Star Wars, like he's one of their best or favorite characters or something? I think I read that somewhere.
He's the new Boba Fett.
Like apparently he's still alive somehow. Somebody's like, no, he's still alive. And then he put his body back together and he forced the Force.
Yeah, in the cartoon series he lives.
Animated series, Dave.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Because he was a badass. I'll give you that. Like, he's fighting two Jedi, basically, right? Which is fucking badass.
Yeah. But one of them was still learning. So.
Right.
He's like half a Jedi.
That's true. What about you there, big boy?
Well, I have several. I'm going to give you my favorite because. That's what I do. I wanted to go Hackers. I wanted so bad to go Hackers. But it's such an ensemble cast anyways that I think that I kind of know everything about those characters anyways. And they're very much like, this is what this character is. You don't need to really see the day in life of Serial Killer or Lord Nikon, because you kind of know what they're doing. They're sitting in their basement hacking. That's what they do. So instead, I'm going to go with Twister, because I love that movie, and it's amazing. And it's between two of the side characters, Dusty, played by Philip Seymour Hoffman, because that character's amazing. And then there's what the fuck's her name? I think her name is Haynes. She's one of the female... She's the only female scientist that doesn't really have a name. So I want those two on the road doing weather shit before they join the crew. That's going to be mine.
All right.
Ryan's like, I've seen the movie once, but I don't really know what the fuck you're talking about.
I think I've heard of that Seymour Hoffman.
and he's dead. He's dead.
Heaven.
Right, yeah, right.
He's dead. He like OD'd.
Yeah, which is too bad.
Right.
Okay, cool. Good answers. I was going to have a different question that was more sad, but since it's a Star Wars week, I figured we'd do a happy one. So, good job, everybody. Let's start the podcast.
This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good. We can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good. We can't decide it.
I was like waiting for Adam to say something.
Yeah, I know. Adam, how was it? So, because it is technically no money has changed hands yet, Comcast is thinking about upping the bid to buy Fox from out from under Disney for $60 billion as opposed to the $50 billion, $52 billion that Disney offered Fox.
Really?
Really?
And Comcast.
Yeah, Comcast is offering like straight cash, homie.
Yep, straight cash, homie.
Wait, cash and, money? Because cash money
in your hand right now.
That's only half. You don't have to give like $12 million for that, or $12 billion. For that.
Just gonna have guys walk in with suitcases for like.
That would be a lot. I don't know how much it would be, but it would be a lot.
And Disney's offering 52. That like they've said the 52 billion stocks.
Okay. And then I got thinking about this. Like, what would you rather have? Just hear 60 billion cash. It's a shit ton of money. 52 billion of Disney stock.
Yeah.
Cash is better than stock typically.
Unless it's like a blue chip stock that always goes up, right? I mean,
yes.
But you can, if you had that much cash, you could buy that stock if you wanted.
That's true. Unless you buying so much stock, like, or if it wasn't unavailable. Sometimes it's like being cornered. I've played stock games where you can buy all the stock back, and then you got no stock left, and you're like, I'm my own man.
Stock is definitely less valuable, like, typically. I mean, you might think you're going to be more successful because you think Disney has better sort of infrastructure, which I think is probably true, actually, because Comcast probably not really known so much as a content provider.
No,
they're more of a utility, if you will.
They're known as shitty customer service providers, what they're known as.
But they must make a ton of money, and they must be worried that they need to get into the content creation to be considering this. Is that why they're doing it?
Probably. I mean, I'm sure people are cutting their cords and shit for this other stuff, right?
Right. Yep.
So they need to just, like, they're cutting their own cord to build something, you know.
So don't they have a stadium? Because Xfinity is like their parent company or whatever, right? Or I think they have
that's
a stadium.
That's just their branded name, I think. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, it's like their brand for their internet cable.
Okay, that's just their brand. Because whenever you look up Comcast, the first thing that comes up is, welcome to Xfinity. You're like, I don't want to go to Xfinity. I want to go to Comcast, right. You sons of bitches.
Well, you see, Comcast had very negative PR, so right. We call ourselves Xfinity now.
Xfinity's better.
Well, right. Comcast owns NBC Universal, too.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So I thought that's just a lot of money to be throwing around.
Yeah. Holy cow.
I wonder what their profits are yearly or whatever, like 2000.
Well, they said that if they did go with the Comcast deal, that there'd be a lot more governmental red tape.
That makes sense.
Than if they did the Disney. So,
really?
It's something that they'd have to keep.
Yep. Okay. So, but I thought that was a lot of money to throw around, so.
So it looks like net income attributed to Comcast increased by $12.7 billion to $15 billion. They make about $5.4 billion a quarter. So that's a lot of money.
$15 a year.
Net cash and operating reserves is $21 billion. Huh. They make a lot of money. I don't like Comcast.
Yep.
Not because they don't make money, but because they have shitty customer service.
I wish I had better choices.
Yeah. That I don't know. You're right. That might be what they're looking at is shit. The more like more places they get more choices. If we start losing this revenue, right. We need something else.
But on a very similar note is Netflix. Market value is now higher than both Disney and Comcast. Not combined, but Netflix market value is now $153.1 billion. Disney's is $152. Comcast is $145.5.
And Netflix is the highest entertainment, I think they called it, or...
Right. But remember, this is just like, it's not the same thing as saying, like, because you could say, like, Disney, if you were to break it down into all the things that they own, then it's, like, worth way, way more.
Right.
But that involves selling them off for value and stuff like that, so...
Mm-hmm.
It's... Because it's like the IPs that Disney owns is fucking ridiculous going back 12 million years.
Hmm. Hey, you know, Chicago has like an internet tax for streaming services.
Really?
Yeah, it's like 10% or something. But I don't know if that came out after net neutrality or somehow before net neutrality, or if the failure of fucking, or the repeal of net neutrality. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about taxing sites on the internet that are specifically different. So like, because where does that end? A corrupt dude will just be like, yeah, it's 189,000% more to go to Comcast. You got to go to Xfinity. Right. Yeah.
Isn't that the same thing?
No, because Comcast has a bad brand name, remember?
Right, yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
Star Wars. We're seeing Star Wars tomorrow, right?
Absolutely.
Woo! Sorry, Adam.
Yes.
I tried to make tonight work, but, you know.
That's okay. It was tough.
There was three things stopping me from going tonight. Three things. One, I didn't want to have to watch the movie with my neck cranked up like this.
That's yep. kind of what yep. killed yep. me right there.
Two, this is the only night this week where I had nothing going on. I wanted kind of a night to relax and do nothing.
Yep.
And three, I'm going to see it tomorrow.
Shut up! You're going to see it multiple times anyway.
I don't
that was
think
my
so.
Reason one.
Honestly,
I don't. With being a standalone, I'm not sure if I'll see it more than once.
I mean, I'll see it once at home, but not at the theater.
You guys are not true Star Wars fans.
You want to know something? Whoa, really? You're going to be like
wait.
That?
Make arrangements to go
Right, but if you came back and were like, hey guys, you know what, I would really like to go see it, I would go see it with you, Adam.
Yes, that's one time I would go see it, you're correct.
Yeah. It's worse to go early because, like, in some ways, there's an event. It's been set. People have been gathered. It's, you've been invited. You've accepted it, Adam.
And you got your $7.
Yes. It has nothing to do with the money. It has to do with the
you $7
the fun of the event.
Change back.
11:44. But the point being that it's kind of fun to have those events and like you kind of break the event by going
it's
the day before.
It's kind of fun. It's really fun.
No, it is really fun. But you break it by going the day before.
I know. And I'm sad.
It's like a social contract,
yeah.
kind of.
I'm sad that my friend doesn't get to go with us. In fact, I wish he could. In fact, I will do everything I can. Give me Joy's number. I will do everything I can to make sure that you can go tomorrow.
He's got it.
Yeah, I know. And Adam, I told Tiffany, I was like, I don't know where Adam's cabin is, but I would pay to fill his gas tank up so he could leave the next day to do that stuff. I would do all kinds of things. I was like, we've seen every Star Wars movie together since 1997. 21 years, Adam.
21 years, 5 movies.
5. Yeah, we saw the re-release, the 3 re-releases.
The re-releases.
And then the 3.
It is,
and then,
it is sad, though, that I was talking to Amy earlier. I was like, the one person that like should not miss this movie with us is Adam. I would consider her the most pure Star Wars fan amongst us. And by pure, I mean he's like, I need Admiral Thrawn.
It's true.
They changed that from the book.
Yeah, so it's sad, but it'll be fun. So anyways, what are you guys expecting? Are you expecting an uplifting movie or a sad movie? Or who do you think is going to die? Do you think Han's going to die in this movie?
Right.
Oh, Han's totally
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca's gonna die.
You think Han's gonna die and then they replace him with fucking Lando, and Lando's just been in whiteface the entire movie?
Surprise!
You look absolutely beautiful. Well, so do you.
All I want to know is, who is George Clooney gonna play? Which character is he gonna be?
Your mom.
And Matt Damon and fucking Ben Affleck. Wait, wasn't Ben Affleck in? Who's that other guy? Jet Li? He was in there?
What the fuck?
Oh, you're making an Ocean's 11 reference.
I don't think Jet Li was in Ocean's 11, though.
But Ben Affleck wasn't there. It was a different Chinese guy who looks completely different than Jet Li.
So wait a minute. Your reference didn't make any sense to anybody. I was making sure. Except for Dave.
What the hell? Yeah,
like, I translated what he was trying to say. Adam has his weird racistness. Like, all Asian people look the same. If there's Matt Damon, there's got to be Ben Affleck. So he's probably in there.
That's usually true.
Because all this is Ocean's 11 in space.
Oh, that's where you're going with it. See, that's where you need to start with that, and then we'll know what the hell you're talking about. Because this does look like a heist movie in space, which looks kind of fun, honestly. So,
right.
With familiar characters.
Well, two familiar characters. Oh, Chewie's going to be there.
Well, we don't know.
Three familiar characters.
And then maybe they'll probably have some random thing we recognize. Probably hundreds of random things that you guys
recognize. How much you want that Ryan won't recognize one thing?
Hundreds of...
I'll recognize a few things.
You're like, hey, that's that fast ship.
That's Millennium Falcon. One. Stars. two, wars, three.
Exactly.
I can go on forever.
Good. Yeah, I don't know. I'm, like, just excited because this seems like most Star Wars movies, like, they, you know, they're kind of heavy and they've got some, like, big overtones and stuff like that. But this seems just, hey, it's kind of, like, lighthearted. It's like, hey, I'm just this kind of guy. And it's like, I'm a driver. And I'm like, oh, shit, Adam's a driver. It'd be cool if he was, it's like, I'm a pilot. And I'm like, Adam would love to be a pilot.
I would. No, my huge thing is that since Rogue One was a standalone, and that was an awesome movie. Like, Rogue One, one of the best Star Wars movies. I think Solo could live up to that. I'm hoping Solo lives up to that.
Because it lives in the universe, but it doesn't have to deal with all the extra baggage.
Exactly. Right. I mean, there's a lot of extra baggage, but... I can sweep it under the rug.
What I think I'm going to like about Solo is that it really is going to be a true origin story where there really hasn't been a lot written about Han's early years. So they have a lot of freedom here. That's canon.
Okay, I was going to say, Adam, is that true?
I've got all these books behind me.
but I'm saying, I mean, this is the true, you know, this is their real... their take on the true origin story. And at first I was kind of like, I don't like what they're saying in the previews, but then I'm like, then I just kind of changed my tone. I go, listen, this will be a true origin story. It's just supposed to be fun. It's just supposed to be a good romp on how they meet each other and how they become friends. So that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Matt Damon.
How do they become friends?
You think because he's young enough that they're going to see a young Dengar before he got all his injuries and they're going to be swoop racing?
That might be cool. Huh. I didn't think about that.
So,
what
do you guys think about the complaint that this... Who's the dude that's playing Han? Willow Joffian? Whatever his name is. Whatever his name is.
I don't know
is.
That actor. Yeah. Is he famous?
Yeah, I'm
right.
No.
Or is he kind of like
Alden something, right?
Yeah, Alderaan. Alderaan Smith. What do you guys think about Alderaan Smith? Like, people are saying he's not trying to mimic Han Solo's cadence with his voice or anything like that. He's just kind of doing his own thing. I've heard some people complain and say, this doesn't make any sense. It doesn't even sound like Han.
I'm going to say one thing. Ewan McGregor. So...
What? You think he sounds like Ewan McGregor?
Right. No, Ewan McGregor didn't try and...
I know. I just want to hear Adam explain it.
I want to hear Adam explain it.
He'll say like,
that I don't know.
Ben Affleck!
So, when Ewan McGregor took over as Obi-Wan, since What's-His-Nuts died off a long time ago, Alec Guinness, that is, Ryan. Alec Guinness. Alec put like a really classic spin to Obi-Wan, and Ewan McGregor had to come in and kind of just did his own thing. It's okay because it's his character now. He took the torch and ran with it, and he did a pretty damn good job. So much that Ewan McGregor wants to make another Obi-Wan movie standalone.
I'd watch that.
Yep, totally watch it.
I see. Yeah, honestly, for me, like, with this show, I would say I'm just happy to go watch. I feel like I'm in the mood to go see a show. And it seems disconnected enough from the other stuff. I don't know why, that it just looks like a fun movie. I mean, I honestly kind of don't even care that it's Star Wars, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? I mean, it's cool.
Going back to Chris's question, I don't know if it's going to bother me as much because Harrison Ford has come out and talked about he was on set, he met with him, he gave him some pointers, he's watched some scenes and he's fine with it. I mean, let's be honest, Harrison Ford was just happy to have his character killed off.
Yeah.
but, I mean, if he doesn't care, then...
I don't think he's a Star Wars fan, honestly. Like,
oh God, no!
I'm sure he came out and he was like, Star Wars. That's how he talks, and it's awesome.
I crashed my plane into the golf course. Remember?
I crashed my plane again. Why do I keep getting the plane license?
Why do they keep letting me up in the air?
It's just Star Wars fans are the only ones who are going to care about that. Because if, like, let's say you watch this movie and then you go watch Episode 4, you might be like, Jesus, those two characters seem completely different. Which I'm okay with as long as there's like a time period in the middle, because people change over time they can change very quickly if life events spiral and right. So I'm okay with that. But I have heard that complaint on the interwebs.
Not knowing anything, is there anything that you want to see that would be cool to see?
Good question.
Alright, so the backstory of Chewbacca is that he was a slave, and Han freed him from slavery, and that's why Chewbacca has a life debt to Han.
They haven't came on slave, that's funny.
Is that canon?
That's... I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's what books have said and stuff. The given history is. Yes.
That's the given history. So I'm kind of concerned that they did away with that.
Sure they did. I'm sure they did.
I think they will.
They just fell in love. That's what it is.
Oh, shit.
I think the previous kind of hint at that.
I don't know.
The hint that that's not there.
But yes, that there's a...
Wookiee and... Wookiee and Corellian love?
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
I would like to see the special modifications on Millennium Falcon. I made a lot of modifications.
Yep.
Because that's just a piece of shit freighter, and I want to see what they did and why they did it. Maybe they did it for this heist. Who knows? That would be fucking amazing. That'd be cool.
I think there's like a captain's yacht on the front of it, in between the two pylons or whatever you call them. I think there's a captain's yacht.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm not sure, but that's what it seems like.
Ryan, what do you got there, buddy?
I want to see the Mother of Dragons, like, summon her brood of dragons and destroy the world. Actually, I do like that actress, though. She's pretty fun. She's pretty good. I think she'll be interesting. I just want to... Like I said,
I don't care. I'm just here for the ride.
I feel like... To me, it's feeling like, hey, guys, do you feel like going for a stroll through this beautiful park? And I say, yeah, I feel exactly like going through a stroll through a park, with no expectations or desires other than to stroll through and take it in. That's just the mood.
You like to take it in, all right, I know you.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Wait, what is...
All right, cool. That looks fun. Good job. Should we talk about Deadpool? Do we want to talk about Deadpool? We all watched Deadpool. Adam made it to this one. Thanks, man. I'm glad you showed up. And what'd you think? Tell me your thoughts and your feelings about Deadpool.
I don't know. Juggernaut looked pretty horrible.
You think so? That's a fine opinion if you have it.
I thought he looked fine. What was wrong with him? He looked like a big, strong guy with a...
CG-wise, he looked pretty crappy.
So, I thought it was super fun. I thought it's like the little things that they did, like... I thought the assembling of the team was really cool, of X-Force coming in. I thought that was super cool. I liked the cameo of who played the Vanisher was pretty great.
Who was that? I have no idea who that was.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
It happened so fast.
That is funny.
Adam's favorite character, or favorite actor, was also in a cameo.
That's true.
Matt Damon.
He's not my favorite actor. I thought you were going to say John Travolta. Then I would have punched you.
You've been talking about Matt Damon for the last half hour. Matt Damon.
One of my favorite actors is in the movie. He's cool. I like him. He fucking makes his muscles go back and forth.
The Rock?
And he's like...
Terry Crews.
What's his fucking... What's the commercial? I forgot what he yells.
Old Spice.
Power!
I love that guy.
Ah, jeez, bring all the dudes to the yard.
Right.
Okay.
But I just thought it was kind of like when you saw the first Guardians, right? And the Guardian, you were just like, holy shit, this was great. And you saw the second one, you were like, this is really good. I don't know if it's as good as the first one.
That's it. Okay, that's an excellent question. is it as good as the first one? Because I'm not sure it's not, but I'm also not sure if it is.
Right.
There were some really funny parts in this movie.
Right. And I'm not sure that it is either. But, like, there are parts I think back and I'm like, wow, that was really funny, too. I'm not sure. Like, I might have to see it another time to kind of form, like, a full... I think maybe they're... I don't know.
And you forget how good the first one was if you haven't watched it in a while. I mean, fucking good. Just their... I mean, the origin parts kind of slows it down a little bit, but there's a lot of humor to that movie, and it's really fun. So, I don't know. Right. I think they're... It's hard for me to tell. Maybe they don't need to exist in a hierarchy. Maybe they can just exist in a duality.
Right. I think part of the first one had the benefit of the freshness of sure. Deadpool.
Yep.
Right.
And this one didn't have that. Like, it was still... You know what I mean? Like, it was so refreshing to have the fourth wall breaking hilarity of Deadpool.
Right.
And this one was still hilarious, but you knew it was coming, so you didn't have that, like, oh yeah, Deadpool, wow, why don't they do this more often?
That's a good point. You know? Yeah, it has shock value to it.
He did.
So the basic instinct scene was okay.
Everything was good. What, Adam?
Dave? Is Deadpool on your t-shirt?
I don't think so.
No.
Never mind.
Okay. You want to follow up on that?
Well, no, the guy the other night was like, is Deadpool on that?
Oh, yeah, he was. That's right.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
That was interesting. We'll get to that. So, I think that I can emphatically state, though, that I think it was the best post credit scenes. I really do think it was. I think it won. If you just go on post-credit sequences, mm-hmm. I think it very easily won. Especially You're Welcome, Canada. Yes. That was my fucking favorite.
Right. Like, welcome to the big time.
I'm just gonna reset some mistakes. That was just great.
Wade, is that you?
it works so well because they know what people like are talking about. You have to be a fan to know that people didn't like that shit, right?
Yeah.
That was cool. I like it. I like that a lot.
The fuck, we can't even afford any more X-Men? We're in this goddamn giant empty mansion again.
Yeah, that was good. See, there's just a lot that I laughed a lot at. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, cool. I think it was really good too. It was.
Yeah. I almost did what you guys were talking about. They're 1A, 1B to me. They're like right next to each other. I can't decide which one's better than the other.
But that's a good in itself is high praise, you know. It's high praise because sequels are always really hard to do, and the first one was really good, so.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. All right. We should talk about Dave getting old, because what'd you guys think of that place? I want to know your honest opinions. We went and did something called, what was it, Urban Tactical Places of Death or something?
Tactical right. Urban Combat.
Yeah, right. In Eden Prairie, right now. Who knows, they might move and have 36 locations by the time you're listening to this.
Oh, that's true.
But describe it, and what'd you think about it?
It was basically like indoor Nerf style combat where it's like shot with like modified Nerf guns at each other. You know, you get hit, you roll back to base and do respawn and come back out there and kind of play your classic game modes, team deathmatch, capture the flag, you know, sabotage, I think they were calling it.
Yes,
but I thought it was really fun. Like, I think I had so much fun. Like, I didn't care if I won or lost. I thought it was really fun just to be like, oh shit, it made you feel like a kid jumping around in the basement, shooting people over the couch, and be like, I got you! Ah, shit! And, like, it's just, you're older, and you run into each other, and stuff hurts way more than it did, like, when you're a kid, like...
I do have a bruise on my knee, and my legs are a little bit sore, but
is that from our collision? I feel bad. I, like, not only did you fall down, but I was like, fuck it, I'm out of here. I just lost it.
I don't even recall that.
Oh, it was right away after Ryan got his first kill by shooting me, even though I was on his team.
It was funny. Ryan would run back towards our base, like, gun out, and I'm like, if they're behind us already, you've lost, dude.
Don't shoot me.
In that one, there was one time where Ryan's like, okay, here's the plan. I'm going to follow you, Adam, the whole time, and we're going to go get them. And Ryan, like, as soon as he was like at 3210, where the fuck is Ryan?
I think that was when my gun was, which was like the first three quarters was my gun was misbehaving. Right. So then I'd stop and be like, well, I can't follow you because I can't shoot. So then I had to pause.
He's got
to
throw, bang! I just throwing balls at people and saying bang. Right. Bang!
Oh, yeah.
That was the best thing when you're doing grenades.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that, the guns being, the guns having issues was the one negative.
Right, yep.
And it was still really fun.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I feel like it was super fun. If it was cheaper, like if it was like half price, I would suggest we just do it again, like right away, because it was super fun.
Yeah,
we could still suggest we do it, but I think it's like it's special occasion priced. Right. You know
yes,
what I mean?
It is. Yes, it is.
It's not like regular, you know, right. priced. Half price. Maybe we talk the guy into a half price deal if he's not busy sometime. But the setup was pretty good. Like, they had, you know, I sometimes you go to the laser tag places, and they have walls, and they have windows, and they have, but this one had, like, you know, gasoline drums, and tires, and like, some different environmental-looking things that made it seem cool. And I like that it was lit up. Like, for the most part, it was, the lights were bright. It wasn't trying to, like, make it interesting because they dim the lights. It's like you go to a restaurant and they dim the lights and you're like, ooh, this is a fancy restaurant, but is it actually a filthy hole?
That's to get because sexy. The lights... Everybody knows that.
But the point is that they had the lights on and it looked cool with the lights on, and that's cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. And the guns were pretty good. Don't you think?
I like that it was fast, so even if you got like, or not having a fun time for some reason, your gun was shit, you're like, ah, fuck! And you're like, alright, 4 minutes, we just gotta hold out and throw stuff at people.
Yeah.
True.
I didn't have a problem with my gun. It wasn't firing.
Yeah, you didn't have like the single shot, right? Yeah. Like, that single shot was cool. I understand why they want to use it, because you can feel it a little bit better, and it shoots straight and accurate, but if it only jams like every other one, I'd rather... Like, the one they eventually changed me and Ryan to, that one was great. We only got to play, like, two and a half games with that thing, but that thing was awesome. Right. I love that thing.
Right. It felt like night and day. I just go, and I shoot people. Yeah. The other one would have been great. I was telling Chris this as a sniper rifle, like where it was like known to be slower, but like if they had a situation where that kind of thing made sense, because it did shoot fast and far, but it's like reload time was basically infinite compared to other people.
That was one of my complaints. Is there was really no. I'd like to see one or two long sight lines. Like, you know what I mean? You couldn't really have a long sight line. It'd be cool. Just have, like, maybe a down the middle, just one fucking long sight line that's 2 feet open or something. I don't know.
Right.
Dave and I had it, because we had the same gun. So we were, like, as soon as we rolled up, we're like, give me a fast gun, like, gun that shoots a lot. Give me that.
Right. It's like, it's a suppression gun where it's just like, you lay down, you go, just keep shooting, just shooting. And you're like, okay, everyone run forward.
That is cool. That is cool.
But, yes. Once, we got our strat, like, team deathmatch, basically, if you bunker down, no one's going to win.
Right.
And that's probably, like, you know, so I like the objectives better.
Yeah, me too, and, me too.
Yeah. And
especially
I like our unorthodox, they were not able to prepare for our unorthodox strategies. The GND hardcore strategies, they were not prepared for it. They were not prepared for what was called Ready Crisp Football Strategy Go.
Human Shield Strategy.
Ready? Human Shield.
Wait, you guys can't do that.
Yeah, it was fun. I really actually had a good time. I had much more fun time than I thought I would, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the dude there, you could kind of tell he deals with kids all the time, because he was like out there talking to you. He's like, hey guys, what else you want to do? You really do that, you know? Because I'm sure he doesn't talk to adults too much.
He was so excited to have us there.
Yeah, yeah. And I did send him the video. I was like, here's a link to the video if you want to see how much of a fun time we had. So yeah, maybe they'll like send something back and be like, hey, you guys want to come in half price anytime?
Right, that would be sweet.
Dave, did Steve have a good time, or did... Because...
I think so, but you can't tell ever, dude.
Right? Whatever. Like, sure.
Yeah. Steve had a great time. You could tell.
And damn it, Tony, for not showing up.
Nobody invited him. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, it was fun, and it got super sweaty. Got CJB sweaty.
Good times.
Holy crap! I walked out of there in my hat, brand new hat. I've had it for like a whole
brand new fishing
like
hat.
That thing is fucking soaked.
Well, you were also wearing pants and a sweatshirt, and so I'm like, true. Why are you wearing this? He's like, I gotta cut weight. Gotta cut weight so I make it to my wrestling weight.
That is funny. I think that's what you were doing. That's amazing. I will. Let's see here. I will show you guys my favorite image from there. Because of Adam. Adam makes this my favorite image. So, because I'm pretty sure he's fishing in this image.
That's what I was doing.
I know, you're casting a line, obviously. And you're reeling it back. It makes it my favorite image ever.
Oh, I can't view it for some reason.
Why?
It's probably Skype's
fault. My Skype at some point decided to not let me see images. It's actually true. I can only see the thumbnail size. I can't see the full size.
I like, where the fuck is Ryan looking? Where's his line of sight? Ryan is,
it's like the bottom corner. The tiny,
oh, he's probably looking at Tiffany or the guy. Because remember, the guy was taking pictures too.
Right.
Meanwhile,
I think he's just looking at Adam.
Could be.
Dave has no glass. Yes, squinting.
So yes, his eyes are closed. That's awesome.
That's a game.
Where am I looking? I can't see shit. It's too small. I gotta get a different. Like, how do I view this?
You know what it was? You weren't wearing your glasses.
Before Ryan stripped down to his gear.
He came in like jeans, changed into some other gear, and put contacts in.
Hell yeah, you gotta change. You gotta be ready.
You know the worst part about it is, so I took high. My. What's that?
I said Miller looks high.
Yes, he does.
Miller looks high. It's like,
oh, there I can see it. Finally. I am totally doing the sort of like staring off into the future. I'm seeing the future.
It's your band cover, right? Your band cover image.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good. And anyways, I do give Adam props.
I thought it was a good time. It was cool. I'm glad she thought of it. I don't think I should include you on that Facebook post and everything, but like it started with, what do you think we should do? Like, I'd like to do something like this and something.
Oh yeah, yeah. She said she sent me the, so I'm now in that group.
Oh cool.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's good times.
Yeah, it was so much fun that I came home and started researching how to modify Nerf guns.
It'd be fun to bring your own, wouldn't it? Like, especially I could see that being a pun. Like, remember how we played that one video game and I spent my whole time writing, like, mods for it? Or, you know, macros? What was that? EverQuest or one of those games? And all I did was write macros. It was like, oh, sweet, I can press one button, I cost two spells. And then everybody's like, well, we're logging off. Good night, Ryan.
We're level 44. Good night. Yeah, that was funny. That night, me and Ryan were on, and he's like, that's the first thing he said. I bet I could mod Mike. I bet I could make my own gun, and like, it'd be awesome.
I did go to the hospital on,
Wednesday?
Was it yesterday?
This is Wednesday.
Well, okay, why is that?
Because I got shot basically point blank in the eye, and when I woke up in the morning, my eye was hurting pretty bad. And, like, you don't want to fuck with your eyes. So I called the nurse line. I was like, hey, do I need to come in for this? And they were like, yeah, you probably should come in because we need to look if there's damage, if the retina's, like, getting detached or something.
That would be fucking awesome. If your eye fell out for Dave's birthday, that would be sweet.
But it's fine. My eye's fine. It had some irritation and shit, so, like, it actually was a thing. Like, it had some damage, but, like, nothing that's, like, that doesn't heal easily. But I got blasted in the eye from point blank.
Who shot you?
I was trying to get my... Here's what happened. I snuck up literally to an awesome angle, like flank. I could see the backs of three enemy.
Okay.
And I was sitting there trying to get my gun to fucking unjam, and then like Mickey saw me and like went over top and poof, right into my glasses. Like, bam.
Through your glasses?
Well, yeah, shot, because he shot from like above.
Oh, that cheating motherfucker.
So, yeah. So the guns that Chris and Ryan, you guys ended up with, they're only $25 at Target.
Yeah, they're not expensive.
But then there's this one. With the whole huge container on the top full. But pump action.
No, that's not a pump action. That's a fully auto.
No, that's like, pump action. You still pump it on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll pump it on the bottom of the load.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder if they let you bring, like, your own in. If you
I bet
to.
You would. I mean, you pay the same price. You probably don't give a shit.
The best thing
as long as everybody's okay with it.
Right. Because it'd be cool to make like a fucking catapult.
Well, the other thing I found was they have grenades, too. Like, you can pack those. No.
I'm
like,
just
real
kidding.
Grenades.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know where it was.
Real grenades. Not like real grenades, I hope, because that would be a bad idea. Like, well.
Grenaded out, like, I don't know, like 16 balls or something like that.
Interesting.
All spring loaded, cool. But yeah.
All right.
What if it would be fun to shoot slingshots? You know what I mean? Like, I could see that being fun, like, mm-hmm. You know, a little bit more of a. I don't know. It can be fun.
Okay, cool. Enough about our life. What else is going on in pop culture world that was cool and awesome and stuff?
Oh, can we recircle back to almost getting kicked out of the VFW?
Did we ever talk about that? I think we did.
No, it's
been like Dave's week of fun.
Oh, that's true. Like,
well, it's all Tiffany who made all the fun happen. So it's like, she did like all the work, and I just showed up. Like, because this I didn't know about, and then the karaoke, I was like, yeah, this is super fun.
So, Dave's wife, Tiffany, said we should all do karaoke, which everybody hates, except
for
Dave.
I thought it was amazingly fun.
Yeah.
Amy loves that shit.
And
I know, it was so fun.
Chris wanted Ryan, Dave, and I to sing the song, Fuck the Police.
I did not. I wanted, whatever.
You gotta back up and tell the story.
It started with, we sung I'm on a Boat by Lonely Island, which, like, every third word is a swear word. We're like, oh, it's in the book. It's totally cool. But I guess at the VFW, because it's a private club, like, there was some issues with old people not liking swear words.
But what do you mean it's a private club? What does that mean?
Okay, so I guess, it's a
like you
club.
Don't pay to be part of the VFW, right?
No, well, you probably did.
Well, you pay with your life, yes. You pay with your years of service.
Right, I don't know exactly how it works, because you know how they have to have that buzzer to, you buzz to let, they let you in.
Right.
So it's like, I think that they can keep people out if they want to. So I don't know exactly.
The signs outdoors that talked about you had to be a member or a guest of a member, but that doesn't kind of make sense for like Saturday Night Karaoke. Like, how did we all get in there?
Right.
I don't know. I had a blast. I thought that was super fun. I would do it again in a heartbeat. I love Ryan's slow songs that are boring but fun to sing. It's amazing.
So
it was fun. I was terrified, but honestly, like, I don't know if terrified is the wrong word, but like, I'm not especially comfortable doing that thing, but it was, I stretched my comfort zone, and there's no growth in the comfort zone.
There's no comfort in the growth zone.
But it was fun. It was fun to go out there. It was fun rapping. I do wish the teleprompter would have done better on our song, because I would have nailed Nate Dogg. I just needed, like, to see the words, like 4 milliseconds before, not 0 milliseconds before.
I think that one was too fast for the teleprompter to keep up.
Yeah,
right.
But anyways. If I would take it on my phone, it would have been like, you know, yeah, like you were saying that too. But it was fun. It was really fun.
I'm surprised we didn't get shot or
shot at the
fucking or got kicked out.
We ain't black. There's only 2 black people there, and they didn't get shot, so we were fine.
I know, and they were probably like, "Man, they should come here more often. They sing some really good songs."
No, I don't know. I thought it was cool. I didn't. Yeah, sometimes people, like, that wasn't our scene, so to speak. Like, if we went to, like, a nightclub or a bar at, like, starting at 10:30, I think it would have been easier or something. But it was still super fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
Right.
We should mention, though, our secret awesome, like, setup to get Dave to tactical urban combat without him knowing. I mean, it was fucking, like, genius. It was, like, super genius. We're, like, doing... plans within plans and shit. It was awesome.
It was like President Trump. Like,
I don't know.
Where are you going with this one?
I don't know where it's going.
Oh, no.
All right.
Involving the Russians in the election. There you go.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
It was horrible reference.
It was pretty bad. But so
workshop that one and bring it back next week.
All right, next week. So I don't know how it started. How did Tiffany even suggest you guys? Like, Tiffany had just made the whole idea, and she said, "You guys take care of it." Getting
she
him
said,
there.
She said, well, "Here's you what were I'm on thinking." The email chain, like it.
No.
Yeah, you were.
I think you were.
Yeah,
she said, "Here's my idea. Do you think you'll like it?" And basically, everyone said yes. And then she said, "Like, you just have to figure out how to get him to be at the right spot." And then
Chris was like, "Well, we'll come up with something." And then it morphed into, "Oh, well, this guy is the last Tuesday of the month." And then it was, "Okay, Ryan, it's your end of the month. You come up with something."
Yep. So I came with something that I'd really actually want to do, so it was totally realistic. And then you guys made fun of my email, which is totally realistic.
Exactly.
And responded really about things you had said, which made it totally realistic.
Yes, that's the only reason I made fun of you, to keep it realistic.
Also, when we were at the karaoke night, I'm like, Chris, was that a fake email? Because I totally believed it.
It started with an email that I went on for a long time. Then I responded, "We will make plans to get him there using subterfuge and guile, revolving along the last Tuesday of the month. It'll be glorious." And then Ryan said, "Yes, last Tuesday of the month. Whose night is it?"
Right.
I said, "Well, it's not the last Tuesday, but we can come up with some sort of convoluted plan since it's your night. Maybe you won't be there in the move the next week. You'll have to move it up or something to do with soccer or indoors." And then Ryan said, "Okay, I'm planning on sending out this out tomorrow. Does this work? The plan for tonight is ping pong and games."
And that sounded well within reason.
Yep. Tiffany said, "That is a well-constructed plan. Even I believe it." Yeah. I'll forward this to Adam or Dave so he can see it too.
But yes, that's like, it was totally like, you know, like, "Hey, we're going to meet here, have a little something, and then we're going to go to the Eden Prairie Community Center or something." I'm like, "That sounds like they'd have ping pong tables there. That sounds fine."
And it's nothing you could actually follow up on.
Right. And it's like,
you could if you really cared, but like,
right. It seemed like so, it seemed well within the realistic, you know, that I was like, "Oh, right. Cool. Like, that sounds fine." And then we could go and play some board games afterwards or whatever.
It was
good.
But
Dave, I'm disappointed in you. And also proud of you at the same time. Because I was hoping you'd feel annoyed. You'd be like, "Oh, fuck, I don't want to play ping pong." So then you'd be super excited. I mean, you were still excited and had fun, don't get me wrong, but I wanted you to go from, like, being crabby about a slightly crabby to, like, "Oh, sweet." But instead you were like, "So I'm proud," because you had, like, a sweet attitude about it in the first place.
But, well, yeah. He was pretty crabby in the car, but I made him listen to some Joe Rogan, and then he's like, "Ah, I'm in a good mood now."
No, it's just like that fucking guy at Joe Rogan. It's just like, "I just eat bugs." Well, what do they do? "I don't know. I just ordered some bugs."
It's true. He's like, "I eat ants." Well, why? Oh.
That is pretty funny. You kind of expect him to say, like,
"Well, it's just like
lots of protein." But
well, he did like, say something like that, but at the end, right. He basically said, "I don't really know."
Right, and it was just like, me and Joe Rogan basically said the same thing. He said, like, "Yeah, we went to Big Bear, and you know that place covered in fake snow?" He's like, "No, it's not. It's real snow." "No, they use snow machines." He's like, "Yeah, that they use ice to make snow with. It's real snow." He's like, "Well, it's not. Yeah, it's not like it's plastic snow or anything."
Yeah,
just like,
Dave's heart grew one size that day for Joe Rogan.
Right, I was just like, "Yeah, it's real snow. It's just not from the sky."
Right.
But yeah, it was...
It was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yes, thanks everyone for coming. Like, it was crazy. I was because I said we saw Mickey on Saturday. I was like, "Hi, Mickey, cool, what's up, man?" You know, and he's like, "Oh, cool, we'll see you on Friday for solo." And I was like, "All right, that sounds cool." It's like he didn't let slip his old man mind, his non-computerized brain.
Tiffany thought for sure he was going to slip up and say something.
Oh, really?
You guys ran into him?
I would think that,
we were
too.
We were talking about it that night, and she was like, "Oh, my God, I thought for sure Mickey was going to blow it today when we ran into him."
I'm actually surprised nobody slipped, because it was long enough where, like, you kind of sort of forget about the surprise, and then, you know. But
Amy almost did, like, several times. she really didn't even know about it that much. She's like, so which one does Dave know about? Does he know about Kuroki? yes, he knows about that one. But he doesn't know about the other one. yes. Right.
And it was cool for, you know, the old Cap of Pride, Tim Pearson, mm-hmm. to get outside and do something.
Cap of Pride. Yep.
Cap yep. Pride right there, man. Yep. Then he had to, like, leave so early. He's like, I gotta take an Uber home because I gotta go to work. and then Ryan's like, I got a laptop. He's like, we can't do that. The company will be mad at me. You're like, oh,
that's right. Basically true, but
it's true.
I mean, that happens.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, it was fun. I had a really good time.
Good deal. Good deal. All right, now hit me with some pop culture shit that doesn't revolve around us.
So a trailer came out for a movie that looks fucking ridiculous. It's called The Happy Time Murders. It has Melissa McCarthy in it and fucking Stanley from The Office and what's that guy from Community. Basically, it is a world where saying, like, we're both the two dominant races on the planet are both humans and Muppets. Or puppets, right.
And did they coexist? Please tell me they coexist.
They completely coexist, and it's like, she's like a highly decorated, like, detective, and his partner, and his partner is like a puppet. But it is a straight-up rated R fucking puppet show, puppet thing.
It's rated R, like, murder fest.
A murder it's fest, like, you know, somebody is out there killing Muppets, and we gotta track down who it is, and shit like that.
Who it Framed looks, Roger Rabbit type of thing?
Rated R, right?
Oh,
yeah, like
this Muppets in fucking on Muscle Beach getting huge is awesome.
Yeah, exactly, getting ripped and shit like that.
And you know they're gonna show Muppets and humans doing it, so that's gonna be
well. Just finish the trailer. Finish the trailer.
Oh, well, okay, I'll watch it later.
but yes, so it just looks. I'm like, I like the fact that it's like they're like, oh fuck it, dude, whatever, like. Comedians are so fine with it, whatever. They're just like, whatever, I don't give a fuck. It's puppets.
This is in 3 months?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird that some movies, like, you know about, like, 5 years early, and some movies, they show up 3 months beforehand?
Right, but Ryan must have got to a certain part of that trailer.
Yeah, I got to the part where the guy, like, is, like, jizzing, you know, silly string all over
and
the place.
Jizz is like silly string.
it's just blasting it all over the place. It does look pretty hilarious.
And I just like to see Stanley, my boy Stanley from The Office, out there doing some shit. So I thought that, like, that is the funniest thing I've seen in a long time. So, and
looks good.
There's a guy who 3D prints stuff at him. You should 3D print stuff. Like, he made, like, a fucking Thanos skull.
Oh, that's sweet.
And a bunch of, like, really cool stuff that's you gotta tell me when you look at it if his 3D printer is up to, like, the high quality 3D printers that you have or no.
Let me see.
And a guy built a $30,000 gaming PC that, like, turns and spins and has, like, a bunch of monitors, and it's like, it fucking, you sit inside of it and it looks badass. So Ryan, I think you should get to work on that.
Seems a little pricey.
Whoa. A little pricey?
A little.
Oh, this movie looks so much fun. Right. It looks so stupid.
But if we start getting some Patreon things, eventually we'll get ourselves a $30,000 gaming rig.
Yeah, we're a ways away from that. but that is a good point. You guys need to come dressed to the nines on Tuesday. Which, Ryan, by the way, it is also your night on Tuesday, for real.
Oh, I gotta figure that. That makes it tricky.
Let's go to ping pong at Eden Prairie Center.
I did actually look for legitimate places to play ping pong, and there's not a lot.
Why wouldn't you just play at your house?
Well, that's, I guess you would.
You have a ping pong table.
But it would be fun if you had a couple so you could be playing to, like, multiple people and
I
stuff.
I guess. All right. Cool. Cool, cool. But, yeah, because we need to do our video on Tuesday for our Patreon page, and it's going to be amazing. I'm gonna make it amazing. You guys are going to make it awesome. I can't wait.
So, are we supposed to dress in, like, cosplay costumes, not, like wizards and shit?
Yeah, just normally what you normally wear.
All right, so I'll come dressed as a wizard.
That's I'll totally come fine. Dressed as a fisherman.
If we can't find those snuggies so that Ryan can dress up in his little wizard outfit.
Oh, they're around. Probably.
Right, I got mine.
You should come dressed up as a soccer player, Ryan.
That would be good. Hello, we could be like the fucking Ryan. Spice Girls, but like if Ryan's a sporty spice.
You gotta Chris get with be, my friends.
Chris can be Ginger.
No, Chris is sporty spice. Everybody knows that.
Adam's posh spice.
I sure.
That. Adam is posh. Adam is posh spice.
I don't which is the one that other spices?
You're one of the other spices. You're like spice? No, you're like curry spice, I think. What else you got, Dave? Anything cool?
Well, I was thinking, you know, speaking of G&D productions and joint ventures, I think we should open up a D&D B&B.
Yeah, I saw that, and I don't know that we should.
I saw this article talking about it, how this place in Frederick, Maryland, this couple started their own bed and breakfast, but it seriously is all just D&D based. So you get away for the weekend or whatever, and you're playing D&D all weekend, 5 catered meals. It's a little pricey. I mean, $455 a head. But
wait, how long for 3 days?
For 3 days over a weekend.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
yes, that's $150 a day. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, generally.
Well, yeah. When, I guess when you're talking meals and all that too.
Yeah, but right? Generally, I mean, it's fine. But I bet this is really big for people that are like our age, but don't have people to play with, but they used to love playing it. That'd probably be pretty cool. I can see that.
And that's kind of what the article talked about. Was how him and his wife were going to some B&Bs. Their groups fell through because, you know, kids and stuff like that. They went to a B&B and they were bored out of their mind. And they wish they, you know, had things to do with the other people that were there. And so they built this, and they're surprised already how booked they are. Like, they've already booked through July every weekend. So,
do they provide D&D, or do they...
Yes.
It's like a starter set.
The owner is the DM. So he'll provide... Yeah, he provides adventures and all that for the whole weekend.
Oh, okay.
What
if he's a shitty DM? Like, he's always like, kill another party. Woo! See you guys tomorrow. Love your characters.
Good day at the B&B. Killed a whole bunch of people.
That's funny, Ryan. You know what they could call it? Kind of like Gen Con, but... Which is pretty much...
Oh, that's the name? Kind of like Gen Con?
Kind of like Gen Con.
Sure.
You don't take showers for 4 days. And
BedCon.
It's a better name than Adventure Away. The name.
I mean, it's fine. It's cool. I you know what? I'm most impressed that they had the balls to do it, which is pretty cool. So my guess is they have like other businesses or something that make more money, because it's hard to just be like, fuck it, let's make a new B&B. Fuck it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I bet they do, but if I read that article, they talk about it somewhere.
Right. They might just have a standard bed and breakfast that they do, whatever.
Sure, that's
and
what I mean.
On the weekends, they have full-time jobs during the week or something.
Yeah.
But they did talk about how the last third is talking about an improv group in town that is D&D based. They reenact, like, scenes and battles... Rolling dice.
That's actually a good idea right there. Here's what I say.
Where is this?
Frederick,
Maryland.
We take our basic characters, and you give them their motivations and a basic adventure, and then you give them to Amy, and you make it happen. You say, like, you make our fucking adventure, and you see if you can do it. I think that would be fun.
Amy and her improv friends. Yeah,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that would be good. Like, here's your background. You were an orphan. Everybody's an orphan.
everyone's an orphan.
Wait.
Having family really breaks it.
You don't want to have a family. Trust me. The DM's going to kill those motherfuckers. You don't want to have a family.
Also.
Oh, yeah. I grew up in a normal, loving family. Okay. The house blows up.
there's blood running in the streets.
There's an evil mage standing up there going like, he teleports away. Don't worry about him. He might be back later.
He'll be back in 18 levels. Don't worry about
it. Right.
Your character likes to have sex with all the barmaidens.
Right?
Well, of course.
All of them.
All of them?
He doesn't discriminate by gender.
Oh, man, because it was like, if you took like the ridiculousness out, it'd be perfect. It'd be like, yeah, just making Dave's character, and I was like, he's so greedy. But he's so greedy, like he wants everything, but he loves God so much and spouts the gloriousness of helping people, except he won't help this guy, who's the mage, because the mage never casts spells on him.
He takes, what do you call it? What's the thing when they go into and clear, or when Catholics go into the booth, confession, and he's like, confession's over, say three Hail Marys and give me 2 gold, bitch.
Right. I don't think that's how it works. That's how it works here.
He'd be pretty easy to make fun of there. He'd be a good character to improv on.
Shillelagh!
Right, I think that'd actually be pretty fun. Because, I mean, they took the basic concept of Firefly and, like, had an adventure on that.
Yeah.
And then basically it was like Geeks Next Door Productions, boom. Already like, see, we're fucking already spreading out.
I mean, it really promotion. Is just one guy's the DM and everyone else is acting out the scene. I mean, it's LARPing, I guess.
Right.
I don't want to see that.
I'm sorry. Because you do not want to see who plays those. Like, who are you? I'm Chris Spanks.
Christopher Cranks.
He's got a big cape and stuff, and he's got like 18 medals and a bandolier with like dice in it. He's just like, just throws the dice on the ground.
I don't want to see it.
I would actually supply them with large, comically large dice that they'd have to roll.
Comically large.
Yeah. All right.
I like this idea. Let's do it.
All right. What? Is Boba Fett going to be the next Star Wars movie they're going to make?
No, they're in writing for it. I don't know if it's actually. It hasn't been planned out yet. They're just. I think they're planning on Boba Fett being out there somewhere.
I'm sure they'll have.
Everybody.
Say they have the director, though?
They have the director, and he's.
Yeah, it's the guy from X-Men.
From Logan.
Yeah. And you know how everybody gets so fucking wet over Boba Fett, so he's not the greatest character in the whole Star Wars universe, I'm telling you.
It's the mystery behind him,
right? But we know he's a little bastard kid. It's like just the exact same genetics as Jango Fett.
Right.
Oh. So.
Apparently?
I like that. Apparently.
So, Matt, I never know how to pronounce his name.
Groening?
Yeah. Is coming out.
Simpsons, Futurama guy.
So he's coming out with a new animated series based on, like, medieval/D&D-ish type thing?
Like fantasy.
Like fantasy. Since he did Futurama, and that was so awesome.
I hated Futurama.
You fucking are just...
Sorry. I thought it was stupid. I tried watching it so hard, because everybody's like, Futurama's amazing! And I tried. I tried like a good little boy. I tried for like 10 episodes. I was like, this is stupid. I'm sorry. I know everybody loves that show. I can't do it. I tried.
That's cool, man.
It's way better than The Simpsons.
That's fine, if you want to say that. I don't care. But you know what's not good? Futurama. It's just not good. I'm sorry. I'm sure it's good in your head, but in reality, it sucks. Okay. I will definitely say that I'm in the minority of that, though. But sure, people love Futurama.
You can muster through 3 episodes of whatever this new Simpsons.
I mean, I'll watch it for, like, a few episodes, but if it's really bad, like Futurama, I'm not going to watch it anymore.
It looks kind of fun. It looks cool. I like it.
It does. It does look interesting, yeah.
And when's it come out? It comes out pretty quick, right?
I think so. Probably next year.
What's it called? Disenchantment?
Disenchantment. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh, speaking of which, we need to come out with our next... a spell too far, so you guys start thinking what would be a good spell for next week or something. We'll get that done.
All right.
We've had people clamoring for it. Clamoring for it.
Really?
Like, is there like one person?
There's like what? Three now that are like, you guys should be doing this.
Also, is one of them you?
No. There's four with me.
Well,
it's just like when you go to the cop goes over and says, how many beers did you have? And you always subtract three from it, but you're adding three.
Yeah.
Didn't, is that the thing that got picked up on Reddit and then, like, went nuts? Is that the one
No, that's the one where we just changed the letter of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind.
Mm. I don't know what that was, but okay.
I posted that and a link to Geeks Next Door.
You guys should do that, like, next week when we're ready. You should post all your social media sites and stuff, geeksnextdoor.xyz.
All right.
They're like, that's not a real website. Everybody delete spam bot.
Fuck you, it's a website. It's 99 cents
it
a month.
It is cool.
99 cents a month.
I think it's funny, but I think it's cool, too. So,
yeah. All right. Anything else? Or are we cool for the evening? What do you guys?
Yeah,
got
I'm
here?
Pretty good, man.
I'm good.
All right. What's the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge? Oh, that's the Disney one, right?
Yep. And when's they have open? Like it, the opening is summer 2019. So.
Man, you know what? We should like try to make a time to go as like family, large family thing. It'd be kind of cool in like
two Star Wars
4 years to bring all the kids and families and stuff there, because you have to start saving right now anyways.
To Disney World?
Yeah, but specifically the Star Wars one as well. So it'd be kind of cool to go with friends.
Generally
things are better with friends, mm-hmm. in my opinion. I know Ryan's completely against that, but in my opinion,
I can get behind that. I jump behind that before I jump behind a family vacation.
Sorry, Joey. Alright, Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Ah, great, thanks for asking, Chris. You can check us out at Facebook at the Geeks Next Door, or you can email us at geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com, and in the near future, check us out at www.geeksnextdoorxyz.
.xyz.
.xyz.
Good job. I'm glad you threw that in there, because that has a link to all of our stuff. Hundreds of hours of video, audio, written content, so much stuff you can choke on.
Video.
Yeah, video. All right. All right, we're gone for the week. We'll be next week where we'll talk all about Solo.